This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iraqi forces entered and recaptured one of the country's largest refineries from Islamic State on Saturday. It produced about 175,000 barrels of oil per day before it stopped operation in June when militant fighters overran it at the same time they took the city of Mosul. Iraqi forces retook it from the militants in November, but lost it again and then regained it on Saturday. Hours after a suicide bomber in Jalalabad, Afghanistan, killed at least 33 people and wounded scores of others, Kabul's military chief, in an unprecedented speech in neighboring Pakistan, called for both nations to redouble counterterrorism efforts. Ayaz Ghul reports.
The bloodshed in Afghanistan occurred on a day when its army chief, General Sher Mohammad Karimi, addressed a graduation parade of army cadets in neighboring Pakistan. The Afghan general described terrorism as a common enemy of both Afghanistan and Pakistan, saying it does not recognize boundaries or religious or moral principles.
Their naked, nefarious design is to undermine states and grab power through terror and fear.
Afghanistan and Pakistan have for years accused each other of harboring militants responsible for attacks in the other country. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe has condemned recent anti-immigrant violence in South Africa that's left at least six people dead. Mr. Mugabe expressed shock and disgust at the xenophobic attacks, which began in the South African coastal city of Durban. Speaking on behalf of the regional Southern African Development Community and the African Union groups he currently chairs, Mr. Mugabe said the act of harming fellow Africans is not condoned. This is VOA News. Pope Francis calling for more international help to deal with the growing number of migrants fleeing instability in Africa. Following his meeting with Italian President Sergio Mattarella on Saturday, the Pope said it's clear that the scope of the migrant issue requires much greater international involvement. He also expressed his gratitude to Italy for welcoming the migrants. And thousands of new migrants have arrived in recent days, as we hear now from Henry Ridgewell in London.
On the shores of southern Italy, each day brings a new wave of migrants and more harrowing tales of extreme suffering. The Coast Guard rescued 70 people from a rubber dinghy off the island of Lampedusa in the early hours of Friday. Many were suffering from severe burns, including young children, and had to be stretchered off onto the dockside. In Palermo, police arrested 15 migrants after reports that several Christian asylum seekers had been thrown overboard by a group of Muslim men. This week alone, an estimated 13,000 migrants have been plucked from boats in the Mediterranean and brought ashore. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
And what appears to be a softened tone, Russian President Vladimir Putin has said that Russia needs to work with the United States on a common agenda. In a Saturday interview, Mr. Putin said despite disagreements on several issues on the international stage, the two countries also share many common interests. Relations between Moscow and Washington and other Western powers have reached a low since Russia annexed Crimea in 2014 and got involved in continuous armed conflict in eastern Ukraine. At the meeting of the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank in Washington this week, there has been a push to raise the voting power of emerging countries such as China and India at the IMF, as was agreed upon in 2010. Washington gathering comes to a close later today amid growing concerns Greece may fail to reach agreement with its European Union and IMF creditors on a $270 billion financial bailout package. IMF Chief Christine Lagarde.
My hope is that we can really move, make progress, and be as positive and as productive as we can with the Greek authorities for the benefit of the Greek economy and the Greek people.
The head of the European Central Bank, Mario Draghi, warns that a Greek default would put the world into what he called uncharted waters. Earth Day rally and concert attracted massive crowds in Washington on Saturday, a joint initiative with the Global Poverty Project and organizers seeking to highlight the problems of poverty and climate change around the world.
That's the latest world news from VOA. more right here on VOA 1.
With Florence Welch. Florence and the Machine coming out with a new album soon. Calvin Harris. Now, say what you will about the reports in the tabloids he's dating Taylor Swift, but here's the latest. The latest word is that Calvin was spotted leaving Taylor Swift's house early in the morning last Thursday. And that is according to mailonline.com. He was spotted at her home before, but it's kind of strange. If you do the research, Calvin also canceled a concert last week due to food poisoning. So I'm not sure how he could be in two places at the same time. Here's Natalie LaRose and Somebody.
Try to make us leave. just what I wanna do. Just what I wanna do. Just what I wanna do.
Inside the lines, 'cause I'm perfect. Nobody cares who we are tomorrow, Mona. Got the little something I like, the little something I've been wanting to borrow. Tonight's the night, come on, surrender. I won't lead your love astray, astray, yeah. Your love's a weapon, give your body some direction. That's my aim. Then we could take back the night. Come on, use me up until there's nothing left. Take back the night. Dizzy, spinning, sweating, you can't catch your breath. Take back the night. Who don't know when the sun is rising next? Take back the night. So if the feeling's right, then raise your glass and let's take back the night. Take back the night. Try to shut us down, but I'll be damned if we don't let her take back the night. Take back the night, ooh. You know you gon' mess around and find out there ain't no one better. Take back the night, Real, there's not too many. No one but you in crowded rooms. We can do. Attraction can drive you crazy, and the way you move when you go crazy, that's incentive for me. Wanna do something right, yeah, but we could do something better. There ain't no time like tonight, and we ain't tryna save it for later. Stay out here living the life, nobody cares who we are tomorrow. Got that little something I like, that little something I've been wanting to borrow. Tonight's the night, come on, surrender. I won't lead your love astray, astray, yeah. Your love's a weapon, give your body some direction. That's my aim. Then we could take back the night. Come on, use me up until there's nothing left. Take back the night. Dizzy, spinning, sweating, you can't get your breath.
Down, 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 down
DJ Snake, whose real name is William Grigasine. He is from Paris, France. And that's new. And it features Aluna George, who are an electronic music duo, Aluna Francis and George Reed. And that is You Know You Like It on VOA1. The hits continue with Mike Posner.
If I could write you a song to make you fall in love, I would already have you up under my arm. I used up all of my tricks. I hope that you like this, but you probably won't. You think you're cooler than me. You got designer shades just to hide your face, and you wear them around like you're cooler than me. And you never say hey or remember my name, and it's probably 'cause you think you're cooler than me. Got your highbrow shoes on your feet, and you wear them around like it ain't. But you don't know the way that you look when your steps make that much noise. Shh, I got you all figured out. You need everyone's eyes just to feel seen behind your makeup. Nobody knows who you even are. Who do you think that you are? I could write you a song to make you fall in love. I would already have you up under my arm. I used to follow my tricks. I hope that you like this, but you probably won't. You think you're cooler than me. You got designer shades just to hide your face, and you wear them around like you're cooler than me. And you never say hey or remember my name, and it's probably 'cause you think you're cooler than me. You got your highbrow switching your walk, and you don't even look when you pass by. But you don't know the way that you look when your steps make that much noise. I got you all figured out. You need everyone's eyes just to feel seen behind your makeup. Nobody knows who you even are. Who do you think that you are? 'Cause it's your scene. You got
like this, but you probably won't. You think you're cooler than me. You got designer shades just to hide your face, and you wear them around like you're cooler than me. And you never say hey or remember my name, and it's probably 'cause you think you're cooler.
Your body on my mind. open the door. Wearing nothing but a small puff of floor. And you whisper in my ear, baby, I'm yours. Ooh, just the thought of you gets me so high, so high, so high. Girl, you're the one I want to hold me. And if you want me, girl, you got me. There's nothing I know I wouldn't do. I wouldn't do. Just to get up next to you. Girl, you're the one I want to hold me. And if you want
on, Christina Aguilera says she won't record a country album despite being on the TV show called Nashville and playing a country music singer. She says she is open to collaborations, but she prefers her pop roots. This is VOA1 The Hits with Clean Bandit and Jess Glenn.
We're a thousand miles from comfort. We have traveled land and sea. But as long as you are with me, there's no place I'd rather be.
Rewind the Hits. I'm Larry London with Jasmine Sullivan. Getta with Sia, and that's Titanium. Sia won the Songwriter of the Year award recently in Australia at the APRA Awards. This is the third straight year that she's won that honor. Pete Wentz accepted on her behalf. He's the guy in Fallout Boy. And she also went home with the Song of the Year award in Australia for Chandelier. My name is Larry London. You've got VOA1, the hits, and Coldplay working on their seventh album, which they will put out this year. Chris Martin's been spotted spending a lot of time with actress Jennifer Lawrence, despite the report they split up a few months ago. Clocks from Coldplay coming up next here on VOA1.